And finally today, we're going to hear from a band, 311. They've never been easy to peg, and they sort of like it that way. Their concoction of rock, reggae, metal, funk, hip-hop, and ska has been the undercurrent of 311's distinct sound for 27 years. Billboard has called them one of the biggest cult bands in America. And to the delight of legions of diehard fans, 311 is out with a new album called Mosaic. 311's vocalist and guitarist Nick Hexum joins us from Hampton Beach, New Hampshire, one of the many stops on 311's summer tour across the U.S. Thanks for spending some time with us, Nick.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
For those who aren't quite as familiar with 311 or sort of need a little reminder, I want to go back to the mid-1990s to 311's breakout hit, Down. Let's play a little of it. Nick, tell us what it was like to have Down come out at that particular moment in the alternative music scene.
Well, writing the Blue album that Down was on was kind of the culmination of a lot of hard work of building it up through a grassroots means, because we really didn't have press or radio support at all. So we just said, we're going to go out and live on the road. And we put our meager possessions in a storage unit and just lived on the road and just built it up through word of mouth. It was, I guess, viral before that was what it means today. And then it just started a kind of a whirlwind where first we got an MTV Buzz clip and that really changed everything. And then just things started happening. We felt like we had already made it because we were packing clubs just through our grassroots following. And then it just really blew up and it was fairly overwhelming.
This was at a time in the 1990s when bands like Pearl Jam and Nirvana helped define that decade. While some artists were tapping into the youth angst, I guess your music seemed to sway in a different direction. Tell me about that.
Yeah, I address it on that same Blue album in a song called Misdirected Hostility, where I just felt that I didn't really relate with all the anger. I felt it was a time of prosperity, and we didn't have the Soviets getting ready to blow us up like we did in the 80s that everyone was worried about. And these were a lot of suburban kids that were pretty angry about something. And so we felt we were going to be the antidote for that. And, you know, we just didn't relate with the anger. Police, I can't handle all the negative vibrations. Is that all you have in you? Purchase so much angst and pain, it's so wet. You should take a tip from the one. And that's, I guess, kind of the seeds of what turned us into a bit of a cult band, because we had our own unique attitude and people see it as a way of looking at the world, a lifestyle. So it just kind of took a life of its own from there.
Mosaic is the 12th album for 311. You had said, I believe, that there's always a risk of repeating yourself when you get to album 12. What did it take to keep that from happening?
Really, it was just keeping an eye towards anything that was weird is good. Anything that is new, anything that is fresh, those are the ideas that we pursued. And also just mixing up the process where instead of being in our own little bubble, we asked other people into the room with us to record. And I think that's the biggest block that an artist of our age can have, is when you don't reach out, you don't keep mixing it up and bring new people. And that to me is like the psychological thing, is of trying to keep grounded and open-minded to new styles and new people.
Everything you've just told me makes me think of one particular track on that album, which is Wildfire. Just let them all burn in the wildfire.
Wildfire was the first song written for Mosaic, and that just kind of, because it is such a weird song that goes through so many different movements, that kind of shows how we were really placing an emphasis on being different and being weird and having some new styles in our music. And over the years, there's usually been like one, what we call an epic on each record, where it's a 5 minute plus song that goes through a lot of different movements, doesn't have much repetition. We usually ends with a big finish, but for this one, I wanted something that started big and had this real trip in the middle, and it goes through this sort of cinematic thing where there's even like beach sounds and waves and seagulls and stuff, because it represents what I'm talking about in the song, and the calmness of knowing that you have people that will be there for you. So it's a very emotional song.
One thing you should not fear, whatever things that come through the rain and the sunshine and the pain will look back and smile.
And then it ends in a big guitar shredding, almost kind of classic rock kind of thing, because at some point there's no words that it can express, and you just need to express through music. It's a fun one to play for sure.
Nick, you decide, 311 decide to end Mosaic with a song called On a Roll.
What a trip this has been, what a change of my friend. Synergistic in time, we had a stop and no end. We're still here, it's all clear, written down on our skin. For a long, long time now, here's an ode to the road, we're together as one.
It seems to be an intimate message to fans. What are you telling them?
You know, it's about our longevity. It's a nod to the fans of gratitude. And it's just, there was a certain momentum that we felt. The fact that we were able to have 10 top 10 albums without necessarily any radio support, sporadic radio support, made us just feel really, really grateful. And the song On a Roll is kind of about that feeling of like, we don't have to have anxiety because we have this support of the bandmates, of our fans, and, you know, we're on a roll.
We can't ignore, though, that, you know, on social media, some fans have wondered if this was sort of a goodbye letter. So we got to ask, what's going on here? Is this it for 311?
No, I don't see that at all. I'm saying, on a roll, here we go. We keep going. This feels good. We've got momentum. I've said before, hey, we could be at our halfway point of our career. All we know is that we're going to do our best today and keep it going and take good care of what we've been so fortunate to find.
Nick Hexum, frontman for 311, speaking to us from Hampton Beach, New Hampshire. They've just released their 12th album, Mosaic. Nick, thanks so much for joining us.
Really enjoyed it. Thanks for having me.